This Sarah Palin gets a divorce. She's getting a divorce from her husband. There's much speculation that the reason that she's getting a divorce is because they have a challenged child. They have a Down syndrome baby. And many people say, you know, if you have Down syndrome babies, if you have a retarded child, if you have a handicapped, challenged, whatever child you want to call it, that this makes it much harder to be married, much harder to have a successful marriage. Well, let me talk about this. I have a child who has apraxia. Apraxia is a nice name they give to they don't know. The symptoms are this. She has a severe speech delay. My 7-year-old daughter has a severe speech delay. And the result is that it's much harder for her to speak. She sounds like a 2-year-old, 2.5-year-old. That's what she sounds like, 2.5-year-old. She's challenged to make, wait for it, every word. Every word is a challenge for her. She has trouble reading. She has trouble looking at words and reading. She can spot words. She can spot her first name and her last name. If she sees an S, she knows what that is. She can spot that. Oh, that's my name, she'll say. And she writes like she's looking in a mirror. Most of the letters are backwards, upside down, turned around. She'll write the whole word backward. You know, she'll write her whole name backwards, starting with the last letter first. And it's challenging because if you're with her for a long time, a couple hours a day, nonstop, you also have to translate every word. You're making a mental translation every time this kid speaks because she has apraxia. They've just started the Apraxia Foundation of America. They've just started doing research in apraxia. They're just starting to find out what causes it. But they don't know what causes it. And all they can do is intensive speech therapy. What we do for my 7-year-old is 3 or 4 times a week, she has private speech therapy through a local hospital, through a local rehab. And then through her school, they have a special ed program, which is entirely different than when you and I had special ed programs. When you and I had special ed programs, you might never have seen those kids again. They may have been shipped off to that other school we didn't know about, and they had special ed, and we never saw them again. Or they were put in the basement of the school. Now, blessedly, they are mainstreamed in the classroom. They're in the classroom. They are with other kids. Those other kids are called modeling students, model students. And your kid and mine, if they are challenged, are, I don't know what they call them. What do they call them in the school? But 2 or 3 or 4 days a week, they have time with a speech therapist, with a occupational therapist. Occupational therapy means it teaches them how to dress and how to put on their clothes and how to write, whatever it is that they need. Here's the bottom line. Listen to me carefully. My 7-year-old is the happiest person I have ever known. My 7-year-old may have a glimpse that she has a challenge speaking, but that stops nothing. She is aggressively and openly social. She wants to be your friend. On Friday, I said to her, "How many friends did you have here today?" 5. I had 5. I said, "Well, you know, you're very popular." I know. She is the happiest person I have ever known. And when she was born, she did something on the first night of her life that our older 2 children considered normal, that our older 2 children, who are age-appropriate and otherwise healthy, did not do, that I have never known another baby to do. Our 1-year-old, who turns out to have a number of challenges, did something that was astonishing. Never heard this before. Never heard of it before. And if for no other reason to have experienced this the first night of her life is worth every single thing that her mother and I are challenged with the rest of our life. It's worth every single thing we've been challenged with since for this one thing she did the first night of her life. And I'll tell you what that was in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm James Copeland. It's that important.
All right, Walter M. Sterling, on a beautiful, beautiful night through most of the country, you and I get to be alone in the cab together. I love being on the radio at this time. This is the only time. This is the best medium in the world. It's just us. You know, I'm about 14 inches from this microphone. You're about 14 inches from the speaker. It's the ultimate in intimacy. There's nothing to distract us. There are the stars. There's the almost full moon. And that road, that beautiful road. I want you to try an experiment for me. Do this. Do this. When I say 3, 2, 1, beep your horn once, just once, and listen out your window and see if you hear another horn. That's somebody listening to the same show. And then send me a note as to where you heard this. It would mean so much to me. I love this connectivity that we can have late at night that you cannot have at noon. You cannot have at 4 in the afternoon. This is the time of day to be on the radio. So I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, then hit your horn once. And listen for another horn. And then send me a note to WalterMSterling@gmail. 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 And say, this is where I heard another horn. You ready? Beep your horn once. 3, 2, 1. Now send me a note where you heard that other horn. The other note I'd love, and I get them, and I can't believe how many we get, is a photograph of what you're looking at right now. Whatever you're looking at right now, send a picture, mail it to me, email it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail, WalterMSterling@gmail. Because right now, if you go to Facebook and look at Walter M. Sterling, you can see a live video stream of the Purple Grotto of what I'm looking at. This is what I'm looking at right now. I can't believe it's still up. Facebook's going to take it down any second. It's shocking. The Purple Grotto in my laundry room live on a Sunday night. Live on a Sunday night. I have a child who's challenged. That's the nice way of saying retarded. She has a severe speech delay. Now, my wife and I wanted this baby. And when we had this baby, we were more than capable of taking care of this baby. And we waited a long time to have her so we could take care of her properly. But I'm telling you, I believe, I'm a big believer in this, that no matter how much or how little money you have, if you want the baby, that's the right time to have the baby. If you're prepared to love a baby and take care of a baby, that's the right time to have a baby, because there is no magic answer. You know that there are kids who are horribly abused and born into wealth, and kids who are loved and cherished and raised brilliantly, born into poverty. It doesn't matter. But we were ready to have a third child. All right, now this beautiful baby arrives, a girl, healthy weight, healthy in every way, and now she's in our bedroom in the hospital, between the two beds, because that's what you do nowadays, you know? And there I'm in one bed, mom's in the other bed, and between us is the bassinet with the baby. And it's like 2 a.m, and it's 24 hours after the baby's been born, and everybody's exhausted. And at 2 a.m, in New York City, air conditioners in every room, I'm hearing, whoo, whoo, whoo. That means there's a pigeon on the air conditioner or on the windowsill. But usually you don't hear the pigeons at 2 a.m. In fact, you never hear pigeons at 2 a.m. Maybe you hear an owl. And yes, there are owls in New York City. And we were near the park. It could have been an owl. I'm hearing, whoo, whoo, whoo. I'm like, that's weird. I get up because it's not stopping. Usually if you get near the window when there's a bird, the bird flies away. You get silence again and you go back to sleep, right? Okay, I get up, I look out the Venetian blinds, there's no bird. I look out the other window, there's no bird. There's nothing on top of the air conditioner, nothing. I'm like, that's really weird. And I hear, ooh, ooh. And I thought, how did a bird get in the room? That doesn't happen. And son of a gun, our beautiful, brand new baby was cooing like a bird, like a dove. Our beautiful baby was cooing like a dove. As you know, 1 and 2 day old babies do not coo. They just scream and cry and cry and keep you up all night and keep themselves up all night. But there it was. And I don't mean to be corny, but I do mean to be corny. Angels brought us that baby. Because the following year or two or three were the hardest that a married couple could possibly have. I had lost my job without notice, without cause. And it was really unexpected. And as a result, I'm like floundering around trying to get work and trying to stay in our home and trying to keep a stable life for our older two children and keep them in the same school and keep them with the same friends. But I had lost my job. And for the first time in my career, I couldn't get another one. I couldn't get arrested. Let me tell you, the first time I went out on a job interview was 2 weeks after I'd lost the last job. This is unbelievable. I go out on a job interview, and I'm like, I'm nailing it. The guy who introduced us to the boss, great interview, great relationship at the right restaurant. The guy who's interviewing me, the owner of this particular business, he's an old hippie. He's got the ponytail, and I say, you know, I can make you an old hippie radio station. I can make you a free-form radio station. I know how to do that. And he's like buying it, and I'm excited, and he's excited, and the intermediary who introduced us is happy with the meeting. That was on a Tuesday. Call us back on Friday. We'll talk about details. We'll talk about how to make this work. Great. It's Thursday. And I call and I say, where should we all meet tomorrow for lunch? Let's meet tomorrow for lunch, because I believe very strongly that the only real business takes place at lunch. Closings happen at lunch. Closers eat lunch. Closers eat lunch. There's the slogan that belongs on your business card. Closers eat lunch. All right, so I call them up. It's Thursday. We're supposed to meet again on Friday. Hi, it's Robert. How you doing? Hey, Robert, what time's our meeting tomorrow? Where should we meet? Where do you want to go for lunch with Frank? Walter, Frank died. What? Frank died. The guy who loved me, who owned the business, we were about to make a deal. He died the day before we were supposed to do all of that. And that is how my job search went for a long, long time. Frank died. Coincidences, unfortunate mishaps, misunderstandings, that's what happened for a long time. Now, that never happened to me before. I never had trouble getting work. Never. I did not know how to have trouble getting work. I learned. What kept my family together and what kept my marriage together and thriving and growing was a challenged child. A child who walked slower than she should have, learned to speak slower than she should have, did everything much slower than she should have. There were people who actually had the audacity to speculate that we had had a third child just to get more food stamps. Can you imagine the horror of saying something like that to new parents? But yet it was said to me. It was said to me. But we got the prize. We got Samantha, a beautiful, healthy baby who is the happiest person, not happiest kid, the happiest person I have ever known. And yet, she speaks like a 2-year-old and she's 7-year-old. She has the most friends of anybody I've ever known. She's aggressively an outgoing social. And she's athletic. And she can't wait to get to school. She can't wait to go to school. Imagine being a learning challenge kid and she can't wait to go to school. And she's not oblivious. She's not at that point where many kids who are challenged are, where she's oblivious to what's going on or oblivious to her world. No, she's very much of this world and of this moment. And I'll say to her, you know, you got an old dad here, Samantha. Oh, no, you're not an old dad. You're a new dad. So she needs a lot of therapy. But the speculation that Sarah Palin and her husband are getting a divorce is because they happen to have a Down syndrome kid. I promise you that marriage lasted 10 years longer than it would have otherwise because they have a Down syndrome kid. Having a kid who's challenged only brings you closer, and I've seen it over and over again, and only makes you a better parent and only makes you a happier person, because very quickly it becomes clear what's important. And what's important is the day-to-day happiness and care and support of that child, and more so of your other kids. That's what I've learned by having a very special kid. You know, I can't stand it when they say, well, you know, a special needs child. No, she has perfectly normal needs. She wants the Barbie dollhouse. She wants the Barbie townhouse. Her needs are perfectly normal, as best I can see. But the return is phenomenal because she's the happiest person I've ever known. And I'm so glad we've had her. And I promise you, whatever you think of Sarah Palin, she's a better person and a better mom because she has that kid, has the Down syndrome kid. Now, the reason why she's getting a divorce, I'll bet you anything, is because that husband can't stand that voice. I mean, imagine having to listen to Sarah Palin hour after hour, day after day. That's going to get tough on you at any given time. All right, I want to hear from you. Every email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Send me a photograph of what you're looking at right now. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. If you're driving, don't do that. Next time you pull over, take a picture and send it to me. And then on Tuesday, I will post it on Facebook, and everybody can see the photographs of what you're looking at. I have found it to be a tremendous way to build community. You know, it's a great way for us to build community. And, you know, it's all about building community. Oh my gosh, don't forget this. I have a podcast. Oh my God, the most important thing in the world. Listen to my podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfit. Midnight Misfit podcast. You can get it at radio.com or Apple iTunes or SoundCloud or wherever you enjoy podcasts. Listen.
And my classroom should be as well air conditioned as your favorite bar.